Ben. He hasn't practiced yet, is he? How's it looking?
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing everything he can to get back as fast as he possibly can. And we'll take a look at it here, and we'll see how today goes, and then make a determination. But if he can't play, then we've got guys that filled in, and obviously Russ has played this year already in multiple games, and we're gonna play.
Romo's a quarterback who makes plays when the play breaks down. Is that the most difficult aspect of offense? One of the most difficult to prepare for, defend?
You mean to defend him when the play breaks down?
Right.
Yeah, he does a great job of it. One thing you notice, his eyes don't ever leave down the field. Some quarterbacks, when you pressure them and you get pressure on them, their eyes come down to the level of the rush. His don't, which is a dangerous thing for a defense, because our secondary's got to cover like he's standing in the pocket with great time, even though we got pressure on him. And then he's got very good mobility, and that coupled with the fact that he's always trying to find where the open guy is, regardless of whether the play has broken its initial intention or not. He's looking for somebody to throw the ball to, and he's got mobility to do it.
I think you talked before about how you want to stress team over individuals. Do you like that in this team? Because it doesn't seem like this team has a whole lot of headliner stars. It does seem like a team.
Well, you win as a team in this league. You don't see a bunch of individuals. I mean, you don't win Super Bowls with individuals. And the teams that have individuals, and that's more important, and I don't even know who I'm talking about. I'm just saying, if there's teams that individuals are more important than the team, they're not playing at the end of the year. They're just not. So the best teams, the teams that play and win as a team, the teams that handle adversity as a team, handle prosperity as a team, those are the teams that are playing well at the end of the year, and hopefully we can get there.
Do you think it's easier to have that kind of attitude when you don't have a lot of superstars? I know you got great players, Champ and Ryan and all that, but
we got great players, at different spots. Every team does. But it's about, do you just try to cater to, one or two guys, or do you try to do what's best for your team? And that's how we're always going to try to operate, is we've got good players, and we try to get those good players to make as many good plays as we can. But if something in the game plan or something that the opponent's doing tells us to do something else, then we've got to do it. We can't beat our head into a wall and lose games trying to get one person the ball or trying to get one guy a sack or an interception. It just doesn't work.
Was there something special about New England in that way? Because, when you win, you become superstars. Brady, for example. Was there something special about that group that kind of allowed you to stay with that team concept, even though guys became superstars?
Not really. I just think teams are unselfish. I mean, that when you're a team, you're an unselfish team, and you don't really care who gets what or who has this many touches or who gets that statistic or who gets the praise after you win. You don't really, and then you share all the negative stuff when you lose, and that's what you do, because you win and lose as a team. And I think that, not only New England, but there's a lot of good teams in this league that it's more important for them to win than it is for somebody to have individual success. That's what it is.
Coach Jerry Jones came out and almost insisted that Marion Barber play in this game. I mean, having worked for Mr. Kraft and Mr. Bowen, guys that are kind of hands-off owners, do their thing, is that just a little more of a challenge for a coach to have to kind of deal with that sort of pressure from above? I mean, obviously, they're better with it, but who knows the team better than the coach that's been around them and the doctors as opposed to the owner? I know the owner signs the checks, but is that just another...
I can't speak for that, because I don't, I've only worked for two. I don't really know how that whole dynamic works there. I know Jerry, that's his team. So he can make whatever decision he wants. And, I'm sure if it's in the best interest of them winning, then I'm sure that he's all for it. And I think that's probably all he meant. But I don't, I can't speak for him.
When you look at Jason Witten, it seems like he's probably the best tight end you guys have played up to this point in the season. What sort of challenges does he present for this 3-4 defense and covering a tight end? I mean, you have to have maybe a guy out in coverage that isn't
Maybe.
Used to it.
Maybe.
What sort of challenges does he
need? But first of all, he's a great player. I mean, I don't care if you're playing a 3-4, 4-3, a nickel defense. If you put a defensive back on him, a linebacker, two defensive backs. You know, anytime you catch 96 passes in a season, which he did 2 years ago, you can get open just about against anybody, you know. And the challenge is to understand that they're going to look for him. And if you're responsible for coverage, you got to get on him. You can't let him have 2 yards of space, you know, 5 yards of space. If you're responsible for him on a play, you better get on him, and you better get on him tight, because he doesn't need much space, and neither does Romo. You know, Romo will put it in there to him. He's got great hands. He runs really good routes for a tight end. He's got deceptive quickness and speed. You know, he's not a blazing guy, you know, but he just is always open. So there's a reason for that. You got to change it up on him. You got to try to disrupt him a little bit. You got to try to disrupt Tony. And if you can do that, then you got a chance to stop that connection from happening too many times, which is going to be a key on Sunday.
How have your linebackers been in coverage?
Say it again?
How have your linebackers been in coverage through 3 games? How have you
been? They've been fine. You know, we don't ask them to do, you know, too much. But when they do it, they do it. We try to be physical, and I think that's, you always try to play to your strength, whether you're rushing, covering, or doing something else, playing the run. You always want to try to play to your strength. Well, our guys are all big, and they're physical. So we got to be big, and we got to be physical when we're covering. You know, if that means we can jam the guy in the first 5 yards, then we got to jam him. You know, we don't want to turn into a battle of quickness and all that stuff. I mean, well, that's not what we have.
Have you been able to watch Rockies at all?
I've seen a little bit. Yeah, I've seen a little bit. It's exciting. I mean, I've had a chance to, you know, be in the football season with a team that's in the playoffs, you know, with the Red Sox for a few years, and it was always more exciting around the building, you know, because you had a team in the town that was playing in the playoffs, and I think you can tell everybody here is excited for them.
Thanks, Coach.
You got it.